Well, God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. It's been a couple of weeks since I delivered a message. I enjoyed the time that was made available to me in getting into the Word of God, for myself, rather than trying to find a message. Paradoxically, any teacher of God's Word both delivers it and is the beneficiary of it. In other words, I preach to myself first. For I, like all of you, are in need of God's grace, unmerited favor. I spent a lot of that time in the book of Hebrews. And God willing, we're going to get into this book of Hebrews. Probably verse by verse. Not today. But soon. I have come to love the Word of God some of you have been around long enough know that wasn't the way it began. But through these decades, an acquired taste, and all credit I give to God's grace to God's gift of His Holy Spirit, to a gift of God that is a pastor, a faithful pastor and teacher, and as I said, I love the Word of God. And this book of Hebrews, that the day is coming when we will teach from it, is a highlight in God's Word. For through this book of Hebrews, the Apostle Paul, through much study of the Old Testament and the gift of the Holy Spirit, puts Jesus Christ front and center, and through the Scriptures, though we may not see Jesus, Paul, through this book of Hebrews, presents Jesus to us. Today, I have to tell you, I have 1,000 scriptures running through my head. I'm praying God will give order to this word today. In my study, in my reading, in my meditation in this book, a particular verse jumped out at me. It was the 16th verse of the 4th chapter of this book. Paul exhorting Hebrews, those who had left the traditional religion and come to a faith in the source of life, to one Jesus Christ, for almost 4 chapters, Paul has been speaking of Jesus, and he says in the 14th verse, he says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Paul exhorts us, and he says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The 14th verse says, let us hold fast our profession. The 16th verse says, therefore let us come boldly. these are expressing the same thought we don't have to reach up to heaven and pull Christ down. We don't have to reach down to hell and pull him up. 10th chapter of Romans says, the word is nigh thee, it is in thine heart. With the heart man faiths, with the mouth declaration is made, or confession, King James says, proclamation, it is using the mouth to declare, to speak plainly, to speak frankly, to speak boldly, to with all outspokenness. It says, come unto the throne of grace and the verb form of this word translated come in the 16th verse says, keep coming, keep coming. Oh, but Don, you don't know how many times I pleaded with God. Oh, brother or sister, you don't know how many times I pleaded, but it says, keep coming. Unto the throne of unmerited favor. If we come to God's throne thinking somehow or other we deserve it, it's not the throne of grace. It's not the throne of God. It is something other. And those who come thinking they deserve it, they miss the mark. Let us therefore come and keep coming with all outspokenness unto the throne of unmerited favor that we may obtain mercy. Romans, 3rd chapter, says God has set Jesus Christ in front of his face, that is God's, forever to be mercy seated to us. We are, as long as we are in this flesh, are vessels in need of mercy. And God says, let us keep coming boldly with all outspokenness unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. What an all-encompassing word this word, grace, is. In this instance, Paul says, find grace to help, and that in time of need. It's a short message today. It's a short message today. Wherein it says, and find grace to help. The word being translated into the English help in the Greek is boethia. Boethia. Psalm 91, verse 1, says, he that is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that is dwelling in the secret place in the Septuagint, that is, that Greek translation done by 70 Hebrew scholars around 200 years before Christ, from the Hebrew scriptures into Greek, they translate that word here in verse 1, translated secret place, they use the Greek word boethia. It's a help zone. He that is dwelling in the help zone of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's a declaration made And I'm not going into the whole psalm today, but I've been there before. You know, this psalm has like three speakers. And this first verse is like done by a choir. It's might even be God's messengers, angels, that make this declaration. And verse 2 says, I will say, and that brings in a second speaker into this psalm. And it is something that I can say, something that you can say. And verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. This word trust is a verb. In this particular case, in the Hebrew, the word is batach, and it means to lean upon with your whole weight, with the hope, with the expectation that what you're leaning on will support you. That's God. And you can read the rest of the verses up through 14, or up to 14, and then a third speaker comes in, and that third speaker is God Himself. God says to this one who is leaning upon Him, this one who is dwelling in that Boethia, help of God, God says, because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. Folks, He's not talking about here on earth as so many goddamn preachers are talking about today, that somehow or other God had in mind to, you know, put you in a Rolls Royce and set you up in a penthouse and give you all the things that this earth has to offer. You know, that was an offer that the God of this world made to Jesus Christ. If He would but bow down to Him, and Jesus' response was, thou shalt worship God alone. And the promise to the one trusting God is God will set us on high. in heaven, in Christ Jesus. That's the high God is talking about here. Why? Because he has known my name. It speaks of an intimate relationship with God, and I don't know anywhere else wherein we can get intimate with God than through his word. God says, of that one who's trusting him, of that one who's dwelling in the help zone of God, he shall call upon me. Use his mouth. Speak boldly. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. He didn't say he was going to take us out of the trouble. Jesus said, I'm going to quote it exactly. Give me one moment, please. In the world, if you're listening to me, you're in the world. In the world, ye shall have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world. God has something much greater in mind than what many might define as a good life in this life. God speaking, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. And honor him. And with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Yeshua is the Hebrew word from which we get, Yasha is the Hebrew word. And it is closely related to that Hebrew name, Yahshua, which we translate Joshua in English. The Greek was Jesus, and we say Jesus. That name. It's a cognate of two Hebrew words for Moses' helper's original name was Ashua, and it means helper. And God said, don't call him Ashua anymore. Now call him Jehoshua, God-giving, breaking open lights, that we may have this understanding of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for it's the name means God, our helper, as it's described in the Gospels, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people . We have but to come speaking openly, speaking boldly, confidently speaking, keeping on coming to this throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help. In time of need. And this speaking plainly, speaking openly, with all outspokenness, is faith in action. And the result of faith, God puts us in Jesus, in his help zone, and my hope is next week we are going to the book of Hebrews, wherein the subject is Jesus Christ, and as he is described in this wonderful book of Hebrews, that our faith might increase with the increase of God, and that by his grace. That's the God School for today.